It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, the project that travels the country recording the stories of everyday Americans. As a child, Howell Graham was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, a genetic disease that often affects the lungs. By his late 20s, Howell would lose his breath doing things as simple as brushing his teeth, so he underwent a risky operation in 1990 when he had a double lung transplant. Today, Howell is one of the longest surviving recipients of that surgery. Recently, Howell and his mom, Nan, remembered a few times when it seemed like he might not make it.
I remember waking up from the surgery, being on the vent, and seeing this absolutely beautiful brunette nurse. She held my hand her entire shift, and, you know, I was kind of in and out of consciousness. And I guess the following shift, a male nurse came in, this big burly dude, and I was not happy at all. Couldn't talk because I was on the ventilator, but I just was writing notes like, get him the heck out of here, and I don't want this guy, get me the girl back. And
Lots of cursing.
And my dad was tearing up the notes because he was scared the male nurse would find the notes and kill me. So he spent his time intercepting my hate notes.
Which is kind of understandable. When did you get out of the hospital?
It was a month later.
And when you got home, things were going well and you...
Well, things were going fantastic. And I had been out in my dad's little 17-foot boat thinking I knew what I was doing. And I ended up jumping out of the boat. And the boat got away from me and it's too far to swim. And I really thought I was going to drown.
Six months out of a double lung transplant.
And the first thing that popped in my mind was Dr. Egan, who's kind of a little fireball, how mad he was going to be that he had given me this transplant. And I blew it just being stupid.
He said he would have killed me. And I said, he would have had to get in line. Your father and I would have been the first in line to kill you for this. We worked 28 years. He worked 12 hours.
Yeah.
And so...
21 years later almost, that these are my lungs and... It's pretty amazing to have made it that far out. I've just been a lucky person.
Life is good.
Life is good.
That's Howell Graham and his mom, Nan, at StoryCorps in Wilmington, North Carolina. Their conversation will be archived with all others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And as always, you can get the podcast at npr.org.